Good morning, boss.
Morning.
It's sure going to be a beautiful day. Yes, sir, beautiful day. They're heading for the hill.
They're here.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Robert Harrison, candidate for President of the United States.
Hello, I'm Senator Harrison, sharing with you some of my private thoughts on the eve of the national election. Perhaps you feel as I do, that our great nation faces trying times, overwhelmed by inflation, swamped with bureaucracy, manipulated by faceless corporations with their expensive media campaigns. It truly seems a dark hour for liberty. But there is something we can do about it. We can return to the individual freedom and values of our pioneer forefathers who forged our country and made it great. A vote for me is a vote for the old American tradition.
They don't know what's being done to
against
them.
Against faceless corporations with their media manipulation.
They're fascinated.
Against
Look at
government
them.
Inflation bureaucracy. Against pollution of our environment and our lives. There is still time.
Mr. Han.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene, put his ear to the wall. He heard one guitar. Next day, on a beat up six. heavy downpour. Thought he passed his own shadow by the backstage door, like a trip through the past.
Girls, you're looking at the meat machine. No one's been able to penetrate our front line in the last 22 games.
All sit down and discuss this calmly, rationally, and intelligently. Okay?
Fire!
I know where the finish line is.
Just a running round. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again. this heart of mine could never see what everybody knew but me. Just trust in you was my great sin. What can I do? Oh, you win again. Yes.
What can I do? You win again.
I'm sorry for cause of
soon his head
like mine will bow.
He'll give his heart,
but all in vain. And
someday say,
I should not complain. I love you still. Well, you win again. I love you still. You win
again.
Are we being too literal?
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you?
Not a thing, sir.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
Will you hold Carly here for my daddy, girlfriend, dick? Like that, mommy?
Hi, daddy. How you doing? This is Tyce. I was thinking about you last night. You acting like you can't call me no more because you busy and all of that, but you trying to tell me it wasn't good? That shit is real fucked up what you did. I hooked you up with my girl and shit. You fucked her every time you see her. You don't say shit to her, you know what I'm saying? And all that bitch do is call me all day talking about you. Why the fuck Big don't want me?
Yo, Big, this is Quita. Kenya told me she saw you and Shane in the mall, and I know you ain't fucking her. You fucked with me last night. That's my best friend, and we don't get down like that. Yeah, motherfucker, this is Stephanie. I was waiting outside for your ass like a fucking eye. I don't know what's going on. Motherfuckers trying to rob me. You be disappearing and shit. I'm waiting in the cold. What the fuck is going on? When you get in, give me a fucking call, all right?
When it comes to sex, I'm similar to the Thriller in Manila. Honeys call me Bigger, the condom filler. Whether it's stiff tongue or stiff dick, Biggie squeeze it to make shit fit. Now check this shit, I got the pack of Rough Riders in the back of the Pathfinder. You know the epilogue by James Todd Smith. I get swift with the lyrical gift. Hit you with the dick, make your kidneys shift. Here we go, here we go. But I'm not domino. I got the funk flow to make your jaws drop slow. So recognize the dick size in these Hawkeye jeans. I wear 13s, know what I mean? I fuck around and hit you with the Hennessy dick. Mess around and go blind, don't get to see shit. The next batter, here to shatter your blatter, it doesn't matter. Skinny or fat or light skinned or black, baby, I drop these. Bonique with my me, screaming, I poppy. I love it when they call me Big Pop, but I only smoke blunts if they roll prop. But look, I got ya caught up with the drunk flow. Fuck Taekwondo, I told a fofo. For niggas getting mad cause they bitch chose me, a big black motherfucker with G. You see, all I do is separate the game from the truth. Big bang boots from the Bronx to Bolivia. Getting physical like Olivia Nuke. Tricks up my click dick all day with no trivia. So give me a hoe, a bankroll and a bag of weed. I'm guaranteed to fuck until I nosebleed. Even if your new man's a certified Mac, you get that H-Town in ya. You want that old thing back?
Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance.
I got that good dick, girl, you didn't know.
Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance.
I got that good dick, girl, you didn't know.
Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance.
I got that good dick, girl, you didn't know. My mind playing tricks like Scarface and Bushwick. Willie D having nightmares of girls killing me. She mad because what we had didn't last. I'm glad because her cousin let me hit the ass. Fuck the past, let's dwell on the 500 SL, the E and J and ginger ale. The way my pockets swell to the rim with Benjamins. Another hun's in the crib, please send her in. I fuck nonstop, lick my lips a lot. Used to lick the clits a lot, but licking clits had to stop. Cause y'all don't know how to act when the tongue go down below. Peep the funk flow, really though. I got the cleanest, meanest, keenest. You never seen this, stroke of genius. So take off your Tim boots and your bodysuit. I mean the spandex, and hit my man next. Sex get rougher when it come to the nut busser. Pussy crusher, black nasty motherfucker. I don't chase them, I replace them. And if I'm caressing them, I'm undressing them. Fuck what you heard, who's the best in New York? Fulfilling fantasies without that nigga Mr. Rock. Or tattoo, I got you wrapped around my dick. And when I nut, I got the split, shit. Back shots is my position. I got you wishing for an intermission. Fuck the kissing, licking down to your belly button. I ain't frontin'. They don't call me big for nothing. All of a sudden,
oh, Biggie, give me one more chance. Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance. Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance. Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance.
The current champions at this point in history, Greg the Hammer Valentine, a man who grew up with a wrestling greatness as the son of the legendary Johnny Valentine. His teammate, a bit strange, but at 6'5", 264 pounds, Brutus Beefcake does deserve to wear the gold around his waist as well. Let's join this match in progress.
The tag is made! The tag is made! Woo-hoo-hoo! Don't you love it?
I mean,
Barry Windham on fire with a dropkick. Brutus Beefcake thrown off, and a dropkick for him. One against two. It looks to be enough. Windham is on a tear, man, I tell you. Outside
goes Beefcake, outside.
Trouble.
I mean, fans, don't you love
another bulldog attack. He got him again.
Look out, here comes Brutus.
Oh, right on the back of the head.
And Barry right there to meet him by Rotundo. Look out, look at Dollar. Luscious John just handed something. Captain Luis Alberto coming up now. But look at that, some kind of a foreign object.
He ran right across his eyes.
Handed Brutus Beefcake and he used it.
Pain,
on Barry Windham. He's blinded. Down for the cover.
Oh! I don't believe it.
We have new champions, history made.
Woo! I don't believe it.
Right here in the Spectrum. What an unbelievable thing. Luscious Johnny Valiant.
Fans,
look at this right here, Nick.
Don't go away. Now watch.
Luscious John hands something right there to Brutus Beefcake. Oh, look at him. He's not even the legal man in the ring.
It looks like some sort of a...
Everything that you could ever think of beyond wrestling, beyond anything he wants to do, the most intelligent man that I have ever met in my entire life, a man who takes things into his own hands, a man who gets things done. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you at this time, Whistle.
What we saw moments ago was Mr. Piper interviewing his favorite guest. No doubt, however, there'll be many guests Mr. Piper will interview during Piper's Pit segments, and from time to time, we have seen him abuse the privilege, no doubt of that. Not really so much of an interview as it is somewhat of a monologue that Piper does. In any event, one thing for sure, he does indeed, that is Piper, thrive on chaos.
Sergeant Slaughter, I have a lot of respect for you and what you've done in previous years. I know that you were in Vietnam, and I know that you're a veteran, and I might be quite candid with you. You went and fought for your country, but... and not trying to be a smart aleck, you're an idiot, is what I think, mister. But wait. No. Wait, listen, hear me out. Oh, you got all them people there. You got all them people chanting for you. Hang on. Hear me out. You got all them people chanting. Oh, wait. You got all them people chanting for you out there. But what happened when you came back from Vietnam and you got in the taxi cab and you said to the driver, you said, I just came from Vietnam. And the driver said to you, so what? Huh? How about all these people out here who, while you were sitting fighting for your country, mister, while you were out there bleeding, all these people here, their feet are still hot from running for the border, man. How about that? How about you've actually got actresses and actors from this country that while you're fighting and your brother is carrying the flag, they're over here burning your flag. They're over there with the communists trying to get them to revert. Don't you see what I mean when I say that you're an idiot, man? Don't you understand what I mean? Now you're starting to listen. Cross over, brother. You look at all them people right now. They're all being big shots. But where were they when they were supposed to come and do some fighting, huh? When you were out there on the battlefield, where were they? They were no place around, were they?
You know, Roddy Piper's absolutely right. I bled for my country. I bled for each and one of you. But Roddy Piper, next time I'll die for my country. God bless America.
Love to the That's everything you can make fun of. Come on, what about people that twitch? You ever look at a jerk off that twitches, huh? You try to talk to the guys, yeah. So anyway, I thought that maybe we... What's the blinking about? You're going to make a left at the corner, pal? What about stutterers, huh? Talk to one of these guys, yeah. So anyway, what the fuck are you trying to say? You're 30 years old. Talk like other people. I'm just telling you, no fucking tolerance. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the 90s. I don't know. But you get on a bus, you got these old people with walkers, right? They got fucking walkers. And they're slow as shit, you know? It's like your stop comes, and here's this old fuck on a walker. And they like, when they do it, they gotta concentrate with their tongue, you know? You're trying to get off the bus, and they're in front of you like... And you're like, get the fuck off the bus! I got shit to do! Get a wheelchair! Oh, man, I can't deal with it. But there's this one kind, there's this one handicapped guy I saw about 10 years ago. I'm in a restaurant, and I'm with this chick who, I was gonna fuck her. Did I mention that? Well, that goes without saying. I'm gonna bang this chick. We're drinking a little wine. The music's down nice and low, you know? And all of a sudden, this guy comes walking in. You ready for this looking guy?
Here, can I get a burger and some...
Get the fuck out of here! What's the matter with you? Get the fuck out! I'm throwing up! Get the fuck out! I couldn't even get a hot on that night. But I love people. And that guy's doing pretty good. I saw him on Star Search.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
I don't know, man. Jim Morrison said, if you book them, they will come.
You don't know, Wade. It doesn't look too good.
Jim? Jim?
Desert.
Sure. No golf.
Jim Morrison.
Told you so, man.
How can I help you?
Jim, none of the bands have showed up.
I know, and they're not gonna show up.
Then why were we supposed to put on the concert?
Because you had to try and do something with your life.
But it was a failure.
Whether you won or lost, what's important is that you gave it your best shot. I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
Great.
You'll think of something. It's your movie.
Well, thanks a padload, Chad.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, where are we? How do we get back?
If we're gonna go down, let's at least go down in glory. Let's do the Thelma and Louise ending.
Yeah, let's do the happy ending.
Yeah.